what looks like raising gas taxes this year as well, using taxpayer money, $25 million worth for folks who aren't even located in Maryland. Wouldn't it be nice if your businesses in your district, you know, the electricians, the IT professionals, the plumbers, the carpenters, the 3D printers, wouldn't it be nice if these folks received a tax break or some tax relief? Oh, no, they don't, because their problem is they're located in Maryland. It's only the businesses that are located out of Maryland that actually receive this tax relief. Among other things, they can use it for leasing property, the film crews. They can use it for wages. They can use it for construction, for wardrobe, for makeup. And, oh, by the way, once the film production is finished, they leave the state and there's no lasting benefit whatsoever from this tax credit. The purpose of a tax credit is not to fill up suitcases full of money, giving those to the governor of Maryland and DBED and having him hand the money to people who are coming from Hollywood. That's not the purpose of a tax credit. The purpose of a tax credit is to actually keep businesses in Maryland long-term and to treat everybody equally. Please vote against this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from
Montgomery. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not to argue with my good friend from Calvert, but the star of Veep is actually from Bethesda. We're proud of that, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. But more importantly, let me show you the vendor list for House of Cards. These are the companies that are receiving the economic benefits of the productions that are happening right here in Maryland from such exotic places as Columbia, Baltimore, Ellicott City. The good news is production activity is happening in Maryland. We have great productions that are happening right here in Maryland. This credit is essential to keeping them here, so I'll be putting up a green vote. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman from Anne Arundel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to ask my colleague from Southern Maryland a question, if he would be kind enough to answer it.
Yes, sir.
Is there any requirement that the money in this tax credit be paid to Maryland companies? Is there any assurance that a film company wouldn't simply bring their people from California, pay them with our dollars, and leave?
There's no requirement that that happen.
Thank you. You know, Mr. Speaker, the previous speaker mentioned the fact that we had a great film industry and it was burgeoning, and he'd be putting up a green vote. But I guess my thought is, if we've got a great film industry, why do we need a tax credit in the first place? Secondarily, I would just say that there's no guarantee that this money is going to be paid to Maryland companies and provide Maryland jobs. To me, this is just one more example of a tax credit that's out of control in this state. And he's right. My colleague from Southern Maryland is right. When you talk about a $6 billion tax increase over the last 6 years on the residents of this state, for us to waste this money in such a frivolous manner is criminal. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
Gentlelady from Frederick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a couple of questions for the floor leader, if somebody... I know that there had been considerable conversations about this specific tax credit to incorporate some small business portion of that, kind of a cutout for the small businesses. Has that been incorporated in this bill?
I don't recall those conversations. This is just for film production activity, so it would be eligible. Any company doing production activity would be eligible.
Well, thank you for that response, but there was considerable amount with the Department of Economic Development in regards to small Maryland-based businesses that they would be able to, because this bill, I believe, has an up to a minimum amount of film of the the revenue that they have to be able to create in order to receive the tax credit. Is that correct?
Minimum amount of revenue?
I don't think. I can consult the bill. That doesn't sound right to me, Delegate.
Well, I'll inform everybody, because there was considerable amount of conversation about this bill, because in order for a small business to be able to qualify, there was a certain minimum amount that they had to be producing, and their production company had to have those revenues for. So the small companies that are basically based in different parts of the state, between Montgomery County, Frederick County, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, different very productive companies that produced films such as The Blair Witch Project, which some of you may know, and the latest movie, Elf. And those were produced by low-revenue, low-budget companies. Well, they can't get up to this minimum level for their production, so they are disqualified from this tax credit. And there was talk, and I just wanted everybody to know, that there was talk about bringing small businesses and doing a set-aside for the small businesses in this industry, and that was turned down. That was turned down, so basically what they said was only the large film companies that are being brought in with an increase in the tax credit from $7.5 million to $25 million. So I just wanted to make everybody aware of that. I'll be voting red on that on this bill, Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the small businesses in Frederick County.
Any other debate on the bill? The gentlelady from Hartford.
Thank you. Would the floor leader yield for a question, please?
Certainly.
Hi. Thanks so much. You had mentioned Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
That's right.
I did not know she's from Maryland.
She is a Bethesda native.
So do you have any idea what her net worth is?
More than mine. That's just a guess.
Way more than mine, too. And, you know, that's the beauty of Google. We can get answers right away. So apparently she's worth $3 billion. $3 billion. That's cool, man. Seinfeld was good to her.
Not $3 billion with a B?
$3 billion with a B, according to Wikipedia. I know it said she's an American actress most famous for her role as Elaine in Seinfeld. Your eyes aren't deceiving you. We didn't make a mistake when we say that Julia Louis-Dreyfus has a net worth of $3 billion. So, you know, I would share the concerns with the other delegates that have stood up to talk that these are tax credits for Hollywood fat cats, millionaires, and billionaires. And is there any way to stop her from getting our tax credit, or are we going to be helping her $3 billion net income? There's another question. Any idea where she lives? Does she live in Maryland now?
She probably does not live in Maryland
now.
$3 billion?
$3 billion, I know. Pretty amazing. Just Google it. And, you know, we do believe everything on the Internet, but I'm sure there's some great royalties from Seinfeld because it's still running multiple times a day. So I would urge the body to vote red on this. No more tax credits for Hollywood fat cats. Millionaires and billionaires do not need our money. Let's keep our money in Maryland and give tax credits to small businesses, not to this. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentlelady.